Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, form and answer. Jesus gave the key. Oh, the world is hungry for the living bread. Oh, Lord, lift up the Savior for men to see. And he said it by.
Gregory Scott, welcome you once again to our 6th anniversary celebration. Thank you so much for being with us, and we're lifting him up tonight, and you're with us now. Helping with Jesus, WGUM, Glory United Ministries, coming to you right now from Dover, Delaware, and from Southampton, New York, where Pastor Patricia Benneman, the woman on divine assignment, is pausing right now to give us a few words while we wait for our speaker of the evening, Superintendent Timothy O'Tripp, to come online.
Amen. It's another day that the Lord has kept me. It's another day that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil with my mind stayed on Jesus. I said, it's another day that the Lord has kept me. I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. I'm so glad that the Lord has kept me. He has kept me from all evil and my mind. Say, oh, Jesus. another day that the Lord has kept me. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be on the line one more time. Aren't you glad?
That the Lord.
Well, go ahead on, Ellen, Superintendent Trent. And Dr. Scott, cut his mic, please, while
thank
I'm talking.
You
thank you.
Day.
Ah, bless the Lord at all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank Jesus for his blood. Did you hear what I said? I thank God for Jesus, and I thank Jesus for his blood. I tell you, I am excited on tonight to have my dear friend with me on Blog Talk Radio. It's been a long time coming, but the time has finally arrived that the two of us are working together again at the same place. And I bless God for it. This young man, I met him many years ago, 10 years ago, in fact. We're going into the 10th year, and we've been dear friends. His wife, I love her dearly. And his third child, I believe, is my goddaughter, little sister Hannah. And I thank God for Hannah being my goddaughter. I love Pastor Trent. I know he's a superintendent now, but I love him. He's a fair man. He's good people. He took me to Chicago with him. He said, Evangeline, come on, go with me to Chicago. So we have a conference out there, and I want you to accompany me. And I did go with him. And it was through this man that I met my dear friend, Pastor Marva Henry. They were on a prayer line together, Elder Trent, at that time he was, and my dear friend, Pastor Marva Henry. They had a prayer line that started too late for me. It started at 10 o'clock at night because in Chicago it was only 9. And I said, well, y'all hang out with the 9 because I can't do this 10. And they said, well, just get on the line. You don't have to say anything. Just get on the line. See, they try to trick you. Just get on the line. You don't have to say anything. So I got on the line. Then Elder Trent, which is Superintendent Trent, is Evangelist Benjamin on the line. I would not say a word because he said, you don't have to say anything. Just get on the line. But we had a good time, and I thank God for him and, again, his church. It's just a blessing to have my friends to support me at such a time as this. And I'm on the preacher's time, but can I just testify because I'm excited? Can I have, Dr. Scott, can I have just about 6 more minutes to testify? I have a family member. I'm not going to call the family member's name because this is going all over the world, what I'm saying now. But I have a family member a couple of months ago was diagnosed with prostate cancer. And so he went to the doctor for a second opinion to one of the great cancer hospitals in New York, and some say in the world, because people fly here from Europe and different places to come to this particular hospital when they have cancer. And my family member went to that particular place for a second opinion. Someone had suggested that he get a second opinion. Well, I said right from the beginning that's where I wanted him to go, because that hospital has a great reputation. Even though we're trusting God, we need to have people that know what they're doing. Well, this person went and had an MRI with the other outfit, and it showed the cancer, and it showed the back and the sides of the cancer. But when he went to the new doctor, he said, I need to get my own test. He said, I can see what they've got here. It just shows me side to side and the back. He said, but I want to see what's going on in the front. He said, and when I see what's going on in the front, I'll be better to treat you because I know how to target the cancer. So this person went to get the MRI, and I told him, God got this. I said, I don't even feel a fear in me at all because I know it's not going to be all right. I know because we are trusting God it is already all right. So the person went and got this second MRI, and he was uneasy about it, and I ministered to him because that's what we're supposed to do, strengthen one another, especially when we're in need. I ministered to him, and on last evening, he saw the doctor, and the results was back from the front part of the prostate. And the doctor said to him, I got good news. I told him that the bad news was wrong. The doctor said, there is no cancer in the front. And the cancer that we saw already has not spread. He said, you are highly curable. So the person said, what do you mean by highly curable? What do you mean by? He said, we can knock it out completely. Ah, what a mighty God we serve. I tell you, when you trust in God, everything is already all right. Now I'm going to decrease. So Dr. Scott can come forward. If he's going to play another song, it's fine. If not, we can turn the man of God loose. I'm going to tell you now, he's not a long-winded speaker unless he's changed. But he doesn't speak long, but he's powerful with what he does. So I want you all to just receive this man of God, my friend, Superintendent, Elder Timothy Otha Trent, prophet, man of God, pastor, Dr. Scott, it's in your hands to open his mic or to play a song and then open it. Bless you.
Amen. Daddy Peoples and an on-time God. Amen.
You can't.
Yes, he's an on-time guy. And here's Superintendent Trent, right on time. Superintendent Trent, your line is open.
God bless you. What an honor and what a privilege it is to be able to share in another year of blessing to the great woman of God, Pastor Patricia Benjamin, and celebrating her anniversary of pastoring. I remember when God called her to pastor. I don't remember when God called her pastor, but I remember when she told me that God called her to pastor. And I thank God for Elder Scott, who have been faithful working with her down through the years. I hear the song that came to my mind that say, down through the years, God been good to me. Oh, down through the years, God been good to me. Oh, through the years, God been good to me. You know that God really been good to me. And we realize down through the years, it was the Lord that had been good to us. So we're going to take this time out just to pray and thank God for our radio listeners and our telephone callers that's all on the line. God of heaven, we thank you now for this time of refreshing and how you have blessed us in the last couple of days of our life and how you've been good to us down through the years, and you've been good to this great pastor, Patricia Benjamin. And God, we ask you to bless her now. Keep her every endeavor to hear. And today, let us say an encouraging word to her that will help her in the year to come. In Jesus' name, amen. As she said, I once was over a prayer land, and our prayer land went from 2-3 people on a regular phone all the way up to 100-some people. And in that 100-some people, I never forget my sister died. And it was her great friend, Evangelist Henry, that got us the person that killed my sister in jail, because thank God for her niece. But we do thank God for this great service. So I'm just going to talk on 2 Timothy, the first chapter, where Thanksgiving for Timothy. And it reads as follows: Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, and by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace. Grace, mercy, and peace. Mm-hmm. I, from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, I thank God, in whom I serve from my forefather with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembered thee in my prayer night and day, and greatly desiring to see and being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith, that's a unwavering faith, that is in thee, which dwell first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and some of you are called Eunice. And I am persuaded that in these also, that wherefore I put thee in remembering, that thou stir up the gift, hallelujah, I feel God already, which is in thee by putting on of my hand. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power and love and of sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of affliction of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our work, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearance of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher, that's Pastor Benjamin, an apostle and a teacher of the Gentile, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which is committed, which I have committed unto thee, unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound word, which thou heard of me in faith and love and in Christ Jesus, that good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. This thou knowest, all of whom Felix and Hermogenes, the Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. So the Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord. And in that day, and in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. Now we go into this great word and explained what I just read. As you read Paul's two letters to Timothy, you begin to understand the problem of this young minister. For one thing, he hesitates to face matter squarely and settle them according to the word of God. There was fear, which is the word cowardice, and temptation of a young man, and he certainly did not feel adequate for the task. To encourage him in this first chapter, there are five wonderful encouragements to sustain Timothy to help him stay with the test. So I want to tell Pastor Benjamin today, no matter what people say, no matter what people do, I want you to stay with the test. If God told you to do something, just do it. Don't worry about what nobody else say. Just do it. If God tell you to pray, just pray. If God tell you to sing, just sing. I don't care if you don't have nobody on the line. Just do what God tell you to do. The first thing is a praying friend. You can't have everybody praying with you. You got to have folks that is on your side. That's why the Bible don't say where two or three touch and agree. It never said touch and agree. It said where two or three agree and touch anything in my name. That's why you got to, if you're going to have folks to pray with you, you got to make sure they are agreeing with you. You got to make sure that they are on your side. You got to make sure that they are doing just what you want them to do. You understand? Because you can't have anybody that say they with you and find out that there is a gap between the bridge. So Paul was facing the Methodon, yet he took time to pray for Timothy. We need leaders that is not going to let the folks just die, but we're going to need leaders that are going to make the folks have time to pray so that they can make it. If you would compare the 1 Timothy 1:1 with 2 Timothy 1:1, you will see that Paul was facing death. Now thinking about the promise of life in Christ Jesus. And what a wonderful promise it is. He assured Timothy of his love and prayer. I stop by to tell you that I love you and I'm praying for you and of his good remembrance of his night and day. And that's why weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. I don't know who on this land listen, but I stop by to tell you that your joy is on his way. Lord have mercy. All you got to just tell weeping, you can't stay here because I got company coming in. And the company that I got coming is joy. I've been sad too long. I've been depressed too long. I've been down too long. I'm trying not to preach, but I feel a preaching in my spirit. He reminds me that there is much to be thankful for, but in spite of the problem he is facing, he reminds him of his godly heritage and the faith that God has given him, not only for salvation, but for also daily living and Christian service. Some of y'all that's listening to me even right now, it was your mother that was praying for you. I remember the song that came back in the early 90s and late 80s. Somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They took some time and prayed for me. Do I have anybody out there praying for me right now? Do I have anybody out there praying for Pastor Benjamin? And I'm going to close right here. I'm not going to go into all the verses because I feel an anointing that's coming over my life. And when God gets through with us, and when the enemy tried to come in like a flood, it's still the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. So we do not know if Timothy's loved one was still living at this time, but if there were, they were certainly bearing him up in prayer. And I stop by to tell you, Pastor Benjamin, that keep on moving. Don't let nobody stop you. Don't let nobody make you fall. Don't let nobody make you throw in the towel. But keep on keeping on. And as I get ready to close and tell you that the Lord been good to me, I just want to shout these words to let you know that in the time of trouble, he will be by your side. When folks look like they don't want to be with you, keep on fighting. I wish I had somebody to know that God is still on the side of the righteous. And if God be for you, who can be against you? I feel God right now in my life. I'm trying to stop right now. I close the message, but I feel the Lord on the land. I feel somebody has said, yes, Lord. I feel somebody said, do it again, Lord. I stop by to tell you that if the Lord been good to you, you ought to shout glory. If the Lord done anything for you on this week, you ought to shout glory. I know that it is the Lord that worked both the will and the do for his good pleasure. Say yeah. Oh, yeah. God bless you, Pastor Benjamin.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, I feel God.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. I feel God.
Yeah.
I could have went on a little farther, but the Holy Ghost said that's enough. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Ah, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Come on, people of God. Bless the Lord. What an awesome word. I told you, he don't preach long. He gets his point across. But I want to say, on tonight, we're going to open up the line. I apologize that there was a young lady on the line last night from South Carolina that wanted prayer, and we ended the service without praying for her. But tonight, since it's our closeout night, but I have a surprise speaker on tomorrow night, but I would like for Dr. Scott to open up the line for anyone who is desirous of prayer, that the man of God would be able to pray for them. And Superintendent Trent, I remember some years back when I introduced you to my sister Jackie over the phone, and you spoke with her and you told her, said, "I see your ankles. God is going to heal your ankles." She's yet struggling with the condition with her ankles, but on Tuesday night, Apostle Cheryl Wade spoke about someone was on the line that had a problem with the ankle, to just lay your hand upon your ankle. God's going to work a miracle. And I want my sister to remember that this is the man who spoke about your ankle before we were having such problems that you're having with it now. And I just want to encourage my sister that God has not forgotten her. And sometimes it takes a while for our healing to manifest, but we are responsible for the expeditious part of the healing by watering it with the faith and saying, "Lord, I thank you for my healing. Yes, I've got pain in my ankle. I've got pain in my shoulder, but God, you said that I am healed. So God, I thank you for my, no matter what it looks like, I thank you for my healing." So Dr. Scott, with all of that being said, if you would be so kind, sir, to open up the lines for anyone that's on, and please do not forget to give space to our Apostle Cheryl Ann Wade, who is with us all the way from Virginia Beach. And I want this man of God to pray for the people that need prayer on tonight. Amen.
Amen. And before we move to this section, I do want to share with you, I got direction. I've been getting suggestions from Pastor Benjamin over the last year or so to be one of the speakers on one of the programs one of the times, and I got really clear directions this morning that it's time for me to do a service tomorrow. Whether there's anybody listening or not, it's time
I'll
for me
there.
To step up to the plate. And so I just want to share that. And it will be an emphasis on prayer and healing, and the focus is on the healing light that is within us all. So now let me open up mics. Anyone who is interested in having a word of prayer or a word from the speaker of the evening, Superintendent Trent, will you please just press 1 on your telephone keypad just one time. Now, I do see a couple of numbers, I believe, is from South Carolina. So exercise the privilege of the chair. I will open up the South Carolina lines that I see. Let's see here if they'll open. I'm having a little problem with it. Here we go. 7047, your line is open. Okay. There's no response there, so let me go to the other South Carolina line. Let's see here. Okay, here we go. 1521, thank you for pressing 1. Your line is now open. Now let me make sure we have the speaker of the evening. Superintendent Trent,
God bless you.
Yes, sir. We have a caller that wants to have a word.
Go ahead, ma'am or sir.
Oh, I want
1521, your line
prayer.
Is open. Please speak.
Just for prayer. I need prayer.
Amen. God of heaven, we thank you for this, our sister, that is calling in for prayer. And God, I even hear the word that the prayers of the righteous avail as much. And God, because she called in for prayer, her prayer have already been answered.
Thank you, Jesus.
Excuse me, y'all got to excuse me because I feel the Spirit of God on this woman right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't know who this woman is. I don't know who she is, but I can see in my spiritual eyes, I can see the glory of the Lord on you right now, woman of God. I see the anointing of God over you. I don't know what that right hand is for, but I feel the power in that right hand right now. I feel in the name of Jesus that whatever you've been going through is over. Mm-hmm. Every situation, every depression, every oppression, whatever the situation is that's been holding you down, you getting ready to walk in new doors. I see God putting you through new doors. Get ready to go through. I dare you to shout, I'm going through. I dare you to say it. If you said you're going to go through those doors, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, the Lord.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, yes. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and praise him. You deserve it. You deserve to praise him. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. I can't help it, but I feel it. What a powerful woman you are. What a powerful woman you are. I even hear the word evangelist. Evangelist. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, you will. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. 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 Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The song that I hear for her, I feel like going home. I feel like going home. Though trials they may come. Oh, ain't that another one shot? Oh, yeah. Man of God, there's too much power on this land right now. It's too much power on this land.
You can handle it.
It's a lot of power.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know it, but if I was in the service right now, the way I feel so much power on me right now, I feel that people be slain under the anointing. Just open your mouth. Woo. God, help us right now.
Speaking of power, let's introduce you and bring online Apostle Cheryl A. Wade. There's no one else who's indicated an interest in coming on the line. So let's just open up Apostle Wade's line. Now, if you think you're slain, you better sit down and lay down because this woman of God puts it out there. Hello there, Apostle.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you.
And God bless you. Amen. I'm going to behave myself and be a good girl on tonight. Give honor to our speaker. Give
God
honor
bless
to
you,
our speaker. And thank God truly for the word of God. Let me first again say happy anniversary and congratulations to Glory United Ministries. Amen. And to Dr. Gregory Scott. And, of course, Pastor, Prophet Patricia Benjamin. Just grateful to God for how he is using them and has kept them these 6 years in ministry. Amen. And I just agree with what the superintendent said on tonight. Amen. Just keep on. Whatever it is that God has said for you to do, you just keep on. Keep on. When he was preaching, I kept on hearing, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. When we are obedient to the things of God and we follow his direction, amen, God gives us a righteous path to follow, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. And I am absolutely, positively grateful to God for the word on tonight. Amen. I started thinking as the man of God was bringing forth the word, I said, Lord, I said, I think that he kind of peeped in on my word on Tuesday. I said, because some of the things that he said just connected with mine, just reminding the ministry, not just Glory United, but to everybody that's on the call, that you got to keep moving. You got to keep pressing your way. You got to keep pushing on. Amen. No matter what the mountain looks like, no matter what the battle is, that you have to continue to go on and go forth in the name of Jesus. So I thank God for the word on tonight. We send blessings to New York, to your ministry superintendent. We speak life over your ministry. We speak blessings. We speak increase. We speak opportunity. We speak awareness into the community that God will just use you. We speak blessings into your family and into your household.
Yes.
We speak an anointing of God over your children. I don't know how many you got, but over every child you got, we speak the anointing of God. We speak the new revelations that God is giving unto you. And this is what I hear the Lord say, that as he begins you to give you the new revelations of the things that he would have you to do. He said, don't give ear to anybody that don't understand what he's saying to you. He said, go forth, my son, and I'll speak to you in a unique way. I hear the Holy Spirit say, when you lay and when you rest, I can talk to you in your sleep. I can talk to you by way of dreams. That's what I hear the Lord say. He said, and I'll speak a word that when you wake up, said that you will give life to the very thing. He said, empower the people. And the Lord said, begin to pay particularly attention, he said, to drug addicts that will come to unchurched people. They don't know the format. They don't know the lingo. They don't know the history. God said, but let them know your anointing. Receive them in love. That's what I hear the Holy Ghost say. He said that there's a wind that's coming through there. God said that wind of change is blowing through your ministry, and he is sweeping. And they're not just even you, amen, but I see some people in your ministry or people that will be connected with you that God said that I will raise you to a place of elevation and new doors, new opportunities, saith the Lord. And the Lord said, keep being honest. That's what I hear the Lord say about you, sir. He said, keep being honest. He said, there are a lot of dishonest people in the body of Christ, but God said, you keep being honest. You keep doing the right thing, and you keep doing right by people. He said, you're not motivated or moved by the money and the money changes. And God said, you keep being honest. God said, I got your back. I hear the Lord says there is a generational blessing that is going to be released to you in its fullest. Now, I don't know where that comes from, but when I said that, it's like I see a drape being dropped down on you. It's like somebody said, now he's ready for this anointing. Now he's ready for what he didn't do, but he can do. And God said, this is your hour of relief. Listen, the Holy Spirit just told me to just speak life into your back, strength into your body in the name of Jesus. We speak to your knees in the name of Jesus. God says, strength, strength, strength. He says, son, I got you. You are going to go through transformation in your body. Don't know you.
just what the Holy Spirit said. You're going to go through transformation in your body. And God says, I'm going to shape you up and slim you down because I'm about to send you on a run of your life that you have never been on in ministry. He said, because they're going to want to tap into what is this new anointing that he's working with? What is this new place that is coming out of his heart? What is this new thing that, you know, it had to be there, but God, how did we miss it? And God said, I concealed it to such a time as this. He's bringing you to the revelation of who you really are. Because you will be seen as a giant in ministry. God said, if you continue to go forth like he is instructing you to do, he said, and as he begins to open more doors for you, put you in new positions in the organization that you're with, God said, as he begins to elevate you and raise you up, that you keep being honest. He said, because your honesty is going to expose the dishonesty of people that should be removed out of place and replaced. Because they are not doing the will of God. God said that there is so much that's been waiting for you. He said, get ready. I know the Holy Spirit said when you get in your car, he said, pray over that car. Lay your hands on the car. Speak prophetically over the car. When you get to the house, lay your hands on the door. Speak prophetically to the door. God said you will see the change and transformation of so many things in your life. He said in everything that you got, you're about to go into a season where, God, are you blessing me again? Really, God, are you really blessing me again? That's where the Lord said he's taking you to in that season. He said, because I've known your heart. He said, and the heart that you have even now as a man, God said at 17 years old is when it began to manifest. He said at 17 years old, you begin to think more about the life and people and what it is. There's just so much love that's in you at 17 years old. And God said, now you're about to walk into the fullness of it. So you get ready. Because God is releasing you unto the greater. Glory to his wonderful name. I'm done. I said I was going to be good, but I'm done.
Dr. Scott, this lady don't know me. This lady don't know me. She don't know my knees was hurting. She don't know me, period. But I'll tell you one thing.
God, that's the key. Go ahead.
I'll tell you one thing. This woman of God was not 50% right at everything, not 75%. But if anything over 100, she was over that. let me tell you, she went even when I got called into ministry at the age of 17.
Jesus.
She even went into my honesty.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you no lie, I'm telling you truth. I've been losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
I've been losing weight, and I thank God because I went on some different diet. You know, not diet, but you know, just not eating all that fried food and stuff. And drinking soda and stuff and going to the gym. And the weight just falling out because God is in it.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, there have been a new anointing that took over me in the last month or two.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the power of God. When I go in and preach places, the Holy Ghost just rests like a Shekinah, just dwell right in the place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not lying to you. Everything this woman, when I say what I'm finna say, it's just true. This woman of God, whoever she is, this woman is going because she have a real prophetic anointing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a real prophetic anointing, just like this girl wanted me to, she called me and wanted her mama go to my church. She wanted me to write her name and say that she was going into doing community work at my church. And I told him, no, I'm not going to do that because if I do that, then I'm not being truthful to you or God. See, what men of God fail to realize is this. When we make wrong decisions in front of people, We don't only shame ourselves, but we make them shame us too.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Because watch this. A man that sleep with another woman that ain't his wife,
mm-hmm.
and he preaching the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
The part mm-hmm. is don't worry about that wife. You better worry about that woman that you cheating with,
mm-hmm.
because you just messed up her fate, and now you just turned your family around.
Mm-hmm.
We as men of God got to be holy.
Yes.
We can't play holiness. Holiness playing holiness is out.
That's right.
It's time
mm-hmm.
to be real with God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
I've been with my wife 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to tell you it haven't been no temptation. I'd be lying.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you one thing, I overcame it.
All right.
Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to tell you. I ain't going to tell you every day been easy.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, like the songwriter say, it been worth it. I got 6 children finna be.
Mm-hmm.
I got 5 already. 11-year-old, 9-year-old, 8-year-old, 3-year-old, and 1-year-old, and 1 in the belly. And I'm faithful to this woman of God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not by my
Amen.
Goodness. Because in my flesh still dwell no good thing. But I learned how to bring my flesh under
subjection. Come on now.
So,
mm-hmm.
woman of God, I don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to say this over the line, but I'm going to say it. My jurisdiction that I'm in, they unanimously voted me to receive the award in December out of 14 superintendents as the superintendent of the year.
Congratulations.
You don't know, but I've been with the jurisdiction, and I was faithful to God and my bishop. People told me, if you don't leave the jurisdiction, you're going to die before you turn 50. Now, I ain't going to tell you that didn't shake my faith. But I said something good is getting ready to happen for people to keep on, for this woman to tell me to leave. And then look what they do. They give me the superintendent of the year. Anytime
yeah.
that God is getting ready to bless you, you got to hear the devil come into the midst of things.
Mm-hmm.
Because he always try to deter you. So
yeah.
that's why in this message, it was keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on. Do what God say do. Don't worry about what man say, because man don't have nowhere to put you.
Amen.
If God take you down, man can't put you up anyway.
Yeah.
And if God put you up, man can't take you down.
Amen.
So who I'm going to obey? Somebody that ain't got no power, or somebody that got all power, which is the word omnipotence. That's why we say omnipotent is great our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I feel God. I don't know about y'all, but I feel God. I just feel a wave of the Holy Ghost. I feel a wave of the anointing. God, God, I thank you. I bathe in his presence.
Yeah.
And yes, I'm not the short-winded preacher I used to be, but I wasn't going to be no long-winded preacher neither. I'm a God preacher.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a God preacher. I'm not a man-made preacher.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do when I'm going to do it. That's why if you follow me, I don't know what I'm going to do. I might put you up to say something. I might put a child up to say something. I don't know what God is telling me, but whatever he tells me, I'm going to do what God say do.
Amen.
Amen.
And so I know this is a true woman of God. Dr. Scott, I got to hear her again. I never heard her before, and I wasn't on the line neither Tuesday, but I wish I was now. But y'all tell me next time she come on this line, I'm coming on. I don't know, where she from, North Carolina, y'all say?
Virginia.
Virginia, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we might get you up here to pray for us next year in our district meeting. I will talk to Pastor Benjamin and see how to get you up here, put you in a hotel, and fly you up here and see and put her in the hotel where you at, so you don't have to worry. She'll be right there with you.
All right.
So
every Tuesday night, you can hear at 7:30.
But I can't do nothing until next year when I make up my calendar. So just wait till after December the 8th.
That'll be fine. That'll be fine.
Okay. I love you, Pastor Benjamin. I'm getting off the phone. I got another call with Bishop Hudson. He calling me to come on a important line. They going to next year with their meeting. So let me see what he doing, and then I'm going to say I love y'all. I love
bless
you, Dr.
You.
Scott. Been a long time since I've seen you over at,
yes,
I,
sir,
I remember
been a while.
Seeing him over at Pastor Kyle.
That's right. That's right.
You're right.
Yeah, he was over at Pastor Kyle when right before the building burned down.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Amen.
God bless him.
Amen.
I love that man.
I'm
faithful
so glad
to you, too.
I'm so glad you agreed to come on. I love you, Superintendent Trent. I do love you. And you know how I feel about your wife and your children, and especially Hannah. She's my godchild. Mm-hmm.
Well, we love you, and we're gonna try to do something with this radio station and have you a service so people all over the world that hear you all year, they can just plan on coming and do what they did when I had my conference in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And my God, how we it was a great conference.
Oh, we had a time. Yes, we did.
Oh, my God. And Henry cooked and everything. And,
oh, yeah.
And really, I just met a lot of those folks that was on the prayer line. We just grew and grew. And you're going to grow and grow. And we're going to have something that we can bring you to so all your friends can come. And we're going to get Apostle Wade to come up here and preach for you.
All right.
I want to hear her. I want to hear her in live. I want to see her in live and pay attention to her in live. So let me put
this thing
together.
I have one thing to say about her in her live.
Amen. That's a good thing.
She is something.
Let me put the district thing together next month. And once I put the district thing together, I will be getting in touch with Apostle Wade and telling her what we're going to be doing for Pastor Benjamin and everything.
Because
I just don't want you to be on the line and receive an encouraging word, but we want to put a little change in your pocket. I don't care if it's $1,000 or $500. You know, you so where you're being blessed.
No, thank
so we
you,
want to bless you, and I want to be there to hear Apostle Wade. She awesome. And I might sleep on the land tomorrow. Believe it or not, I forgot about this land tonight.
Lord,
I forgot about it, but when you called me, when you text me, I said, oh, I forgot I supposed to be on this land.
Uh-huh.
I got so many other things I was doing. But thank you for reminding me.
I knew I had to, the Lord spoke.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. All right, I better let you go. You have another engagement. It is
almost up to 8 o'clock.
All right. Thank you for being with us, Superintendent Trent. We look forward to working with you. I wish my brother Michael had been on the line because it was Michael who introduced me to you because you asked Pastor Michael to get on the prayer line, and Michael told you, no, you need to talk to my sister. She wanted to do all that stuff. And you called me, and we have been friends ever since. I love you with the love of the Lord. Love to the family. Dr. Scott, if there's no more to be said, we will close this line out for tonight, and we'll be back here at the same time, same number, on tomorrow night to hear what the man of God has to say to us about healing energy and that the healing lies within, and we have to know how to tap into the healing, which is faith, and receive our sight. I thank God for that because we do need to be healed because I'm one of them. That's the truth.
Our first speaker in the series talked about what we were created for.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember how Genesis starts, and God created the heavens and the earth. And the first
mm-hmm.
thing he said was, let there be light.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus has reminded us continuously that we are the light of the world. And tomorrow night we will take those topics and work with them and light it up.
Well, I'm going to sing a song with the light in it then. Jesus is the light, light of the world. I'm going to get real Kojic on tomorrow night now. Superintendent Trent, I'm going to get real Kojic. We're going to be Kojic out here tomorrow night. Oh, bless you.
Well,
to the lady, is she still on from South Carolina? Is the lady on from South Carolina? I just want to shout out to her.
Well, we did talk to Lady 1521 from
right,
South Carolina. Let me see if the other number is there.
Because I just want to say hello to her.
There is a number from, let's see, everybody's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no more South Carolina numbers.
Okay.
No, they're all gone. No more 631 numbers either.
It's just us. Well, isn't that ironic? What a time.
Well, just to set mm-hmm. the stage for tomorrow night's program, play a
yeah.
song that we all grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. If it'll mm-hmm. play.
This a little light of mine.
Oh, no.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let
yeah.